AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Sun Life's 27-week trend signal reaches range top territory, with volumes still absent. Sun Life closed at $79.91, just 1.2% below its 52-week high. But the diversified insurer's latest advance came on only 0.7x normal weekly volume. Research brief. Sun Life Financial remains in a constructive weekly regime, with price 18.0% above its trend line and a 27-week active trend signal. The stock has gained 14.8% over 12 weeks and 34.2% over 52 weeks, placing it near the top of its yearly range. The main qualification is participation. Latest volume of 2.2 million shares was below both the 13-week and 52-week averages, leaving confirmation short of the price action. Key points. 1. SLF closed at $79.91, up 0.3% for the week and 1.2% below its 52-week high of $80.90. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active for a 27th straight week, with price 18.0% above the $67.74 trend line. 3. Momentum is strongest on the intermediate horizon. 4-week return is 4.3%. 12-week return is 14.8%, and 26-week return is 29.8%. 4. Volume was light at 2.2 million shares, or 0.7x the 13-week average of 3.2 million, so participation has not confirmed the near high close. 5. Industry context is mixed. Diversified insurance activity pressure is broad at 71.4%, but only 28.6% of peers have active trend signals and positive relative strength. Range top price action, but not a crowded breakout. Sun Life Financial ended the week at $79.91, a 0.3% gain that kept the stock within 1.2% of its $80.90 52-week high. The close sits at 96.3% of the annual range, well above the $67.74 ShareMaestro trend line and far above ShareMaestro fair value of $54.54. That leaves the market paying a 46.5% premium to fair value, evidence of sustained demand, but also a reminder that expectations are no longer modest. The weekly setup remains a continuation profile rather than a new acceleration. The stock is up 4.3% over 4 weeks, 14.8% over 12 weeks, and 34.2% over 52 weeks. The trend signal has been active for 27 consecutive weeks, with 31 active weeks across the past year, giving the move durability. Still, the latest week added only incremental price progress, which makes follow-through near the high watermark the next test. Financial services breadth helps, while diversified insurance is narrower. Within U.S. financial services, Sun Life's 0.3% weekly rise trailed the sector's 1.4% average, and its 4.3% four-week return was just behind the sector's 5.0%. The more important separation is over 12 weeks. SLF's 14.8% gain is well ahead of the sector's 5.7% average, ranking it 18th among the 100 sector constituents in the packet over that window. The industry picture is less uniform. U.S. insurance diversified averaged a 1.2% weekly decline and only a 0.8% 12-week gain, so SLF's quarterly strength stands out. Yet only 28.6% of diversified insurance peers have active weekly trend signals, and only 28.6% show positive relative strength, even as 71.4% show positive market dynamics. That combination says the group has activity support, but broad trend participation remains thin. Market dynamics are constructive, but the signal is not fresh. ShareMaestro's market dynamics read is positive, with activity pressure at 1.58 and up 30.1% over 4 weeks. Relative strength is also positive at 13.60, helped by a 17.2% 4-week improvement, although it has eased from 14.99 a week earlier and 15.02 2 weeks earlier. The latest signal state is therefore constructive, not freshly triggered. Trend backdrop is active, activity pressure is positive, but there is no fresh buy signal. That distinction matters because the stock is already extended relative to key reference levels. Price is 18.0% above trend and 46.5% above fair value. So, the burden of proof shifts to confirmation. A clean break above the 52-week high with firmer market dynamics would strengthen the continuation case. A stall near $80.90, while relative strength fades, would suggest momentum is losing urgency. Volume is the weak link in the weekly evidence. The latest week traded 2.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 3.2 million and the 52-week average of 3.0 million, leaving the volume ratio at 0.7 times on both measures. That is not distribution, but it is also not the kind of participation usually associated with a decisive range breakout. Recent volume history reinforces the point. The strongest recent print was 8.2 million shares in the week of 29 May, but that came with a 0.8% decline. Since then, positive weeks have mostly occurred on more moderate volume, including 1.5 million shares on the 2.3% gain into 3 July and 2.2 million shares this week. A move above 1.5 times normal volume would be the clearest evidence that institutions are pressing the next leg rather than simply allowing the trend to drift higher. Risk profile remains orderly, with valuation and exhaustion the watch items. Risk readings are contained. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.6%, close to the 52-week base of 2.5%. Across the past year, SLF has posted 32 positive weeks versus 19 negative weeks, with average gains of 2.1% and average losses of 2.0%. There have been no sharp loss weeks in the recent bucket set, which points to an orderly advance rather than a volatile chase. The counterweight is positioning. The stock is close to its 52-week high, materially above trend, and carrying a large fair value premium. The packet also flags one recent reversal marker in the smart money tape. For the next weekly read, the key items are whether SLF can hold above the rising trend line, whether activity pressure continues to build, and whether volume improves enough to validate a move through the current high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.